Welcome to Inside Track with Liz. Today I'm here with Ryan Nowicki-Stewart, who recently launched an exciting new platform, Governance Arena, that compares how different AI models analyze and make voting recommendations on real-world proxy scenarios and topics. With institutional investors already starting to leverage these tools in their proxy analysis, it's really helpful to be able to see what the impact could be and the different approaches that the LLMs take. Ryan created Governance Arena based on what he's seen in his prior roles, both as a former proxy voter at State Street Investment Management and advising public companies on shareholder and activism advisory with PJT Partners. Ryan also began his career at BlackRock, building their sustainable investing platform and managing products and teams in their Aladdin tech business. Ryan has shared his insights from the asset manager and stewardship space and various programs that we've had through the years here on the corporatecouncil.net. And so I'm very happy to catch up with him and hear more about Governance Arena. Welcome, Ryan.
Thank you for having me, Liz. It's really great to be back. And I went back in my notes and almost 5 years to the day, we did our shareholder speak panel back in my State Street days. And we were talking about evolving ESG expectations and how companies should navigate processes and engagement. So safe to say, just a few things have changed since then. And here we are 5 years later with, you know, many investors and companies have traded in one set of acronyms between ESG and TCFD, et cetera, for a new set with LLMs, AGI, and GPT. And the engagement playbook and voting toolkit for both investors and companies are changing fast. So I'm really excited to dig into what that means with you and your listeners today.
Absolutely. Well, this will be a great conversation. Tell us how you had the idea for Governance Arena and what gap it's filling in the proxy landscape.
So for the past year, I've been knee deep in all things AI, and I came across a platform at a UC Berkeley called LM Arena, which really resonated with me as a sports fan. You can think of it as the definitive scoreboard for AI models. So it benchmarks which models are best at things like coding, math, reading and writing. And every time a new frontier model drops, I'm immediately checking the rankings to see whether it leapfrogged past the latest leader. And fun fact, it's actually one of the most popular categories on prediction markets like Kalshi and Polymarket that have really gone mainstream now. So as much as I've immersed myself in AI, I'm equally passionate about our space. And I thought, why doesn't a benchmark like this exist for governance? So everyone is racing to integrate AI into the proxy process. Investors, advisory firms, regulators are all leaning in. But I didn't feel like anybody was asking the fundamental question of how good are these models at decision useful reasoning for governance? How do they assess a retention award for a CEO with a strong term track record, a strong long-term track record, but who has stumbled in recent years? What if a dissident nominee looks like a strong fit on paper, but is regurgitating perfunctory talking points in an engagement? How do they weigh competing factors without the human, the added human context? So that's the gap, and that's why I built Governance Arena. And just to give kind of a quick explainer, Governance Arena takes real proxy voting scenarios, so say on pay votes, director elections, shareholder proposals, and more, and runs them through multiple frontier AI models side by side. So you can see how Claude, GPT, Gemini, and others analyze the same proxy statement and reach different voting recommendations and rationale. We've seen scenarios where five frontier models will split 3-2 on a shareholder proposal, three recommending for, two recommending against, on the exact same fact pattern and prompt. So these aren't obscure edge cases. These are proposals showing up on real ballots this proxy season. That 3-2 split came out of John Deere's AGM just a few weeks ago, which we featured as our daily duel on governance.
I love the daily duel, by the way.
I'm glad to hear it. And we're taking feedback and input and suggestions on those all the time. So we very much welcome, you know, the prompts that, and we're also able to get a sense for, it's completely anonymized, of course, but we're getting a good sense for the open text prompts that users are entering on the site. And those are definitely informing and inspiring the ones that we want to feature. And really to round this out, I think, you know, if what we're finding, of course, is the most advanced models can't agree on these things, I think that tells us something important about the complexity of governance reasoning and why it's important for investors and companies to evaluate which models they're actually interacting with. So the Arena is a free benchmarking platform that gives our community, issuers, investors, advisors, academics alike, an objective way to evaluate if AI is actually ready for this work.
Yeah, like you said, it's a fundamental question. And one of the things I love about the Daily Duel is that you can see the prompt that is entered. And so you know exactly what the models are responding to. And I find that very helpful.
And we try to make it very thorough, by the way. I think it's easy to oversimplify and say, oh, well, it's responding to a one or two sentence prompt, and so it's going to make a lot of assumptions. So as hopefully you saw, they're very thorough, and these are paragraphs long prompts, and we're really trying to keep it objective, but also, as you're seeing, they go in very different directions.
So, when you first revealed this platform to me, I immediately went out and checked it out, obviously. And I could see right away how it would be useful to investors who might be evaluating tools that they use in their analysis. Is there also a use case for companies, and how do you think it can benefit the issuer community?
Absolutely. I think companies may need it more than anyone, certainly in the near term. I think you were spot on, Liz, when you recently talked about the need to draft for the bots, so to speak. And because within seconds of a filing hitting Edgar, these AI tools are hard at work already parsing, summarizing that unstructured data and applying it towards structured solutions. So Governance Arena lets companies preview this in draft format before a filing hits the press. So feed in your comp discussion, your board or freshman narrative, your shareholder proposal opposition statement that you've been working on, and immediately you can get a good sense for how different models are interpreting them. I think what's cool is this goes beyond just voting analysis. It's a great engagement prep tool as well. So we just published a scenario on a company where, like many other companies, their recent 10-K removed workforce demographic data and human capital disclosure that they had previously featured for the past couple of years. We ran that through five frontier models and asked, as a long-term shareholder, what are the most burning questions you would ask management about these changes in your next engagement? So all five generally converged on the same two themes. So one, is this a change in substance or just disclosure? And two, what's the compliance risk? What was interesting is each model really framed it differently and surfaced different angles. So when I was advising companies, I would have wanted my clients to have talking points prepared for those questions on hand before walking into the engagement. And as a former proxy voter, I would have loved to have had these tools to help me brainstorm questions for the board and management. So I think the broader point is, in an AI-driven world and environment that we're in, the ambiguity is generally interpreted as inconsistency, and any silence or omissions can be read as risk. And that John Deere 3-2 split, if your proxy language is generating a split decision among the models, I think it's helpful to know that before you publish, not after. And that's not to say that it should necessarily, materially change your disclosure approach in every situation, but it can definitely help you get ahead of tricky questions from investors and put your strongest narrative forward.
Yeah, another way to improve your work. What should companies know about investors' use of the solution and also of investors' growing ability to use advanced AI tools to make voting decisions?
Absolutely. It's something that's top of mind because the landscape is literally shifting daily. Your listeners are already familiar with the headlines, the executive order on the proxy advisors, JPM and Wells Fargo finding other internal and external solutions, and of course, the SEC signaling that AI offers a compelling opportunity for advisors to make voting decisions. So every investor I'm talking to right now is doing a build versus buy exercise to figure out how AI can make their progress more efficient and more informed. I think important to clarify, though, that that doesn't mean anyone is handing the controls over to a machine, but it does mean that the analysis informing voting decisions is increasingly being shaped by AI tools with no analyst you can call, no formal engagement process, and no published methodology. And these models can misinterpret nuance. I think we've already been seeing that. But a cautiously worded director bio or an ambiguous compensation explanation can get flagged because the context and discernment that a human analyst you've been engaging with for several years or have a longer relationship with would bring to that language can get lost. So these models are drawing from your filings, earnings calls, press coverage, and third-party data continuously, not just during the traditional on and off season windows we're all familiar with. And to be clear, I think something else that's come up in a lot of those discussions is, for the most nuanced situations, proxy contests, M&A, complex say on pay issues, I think AI is going to be a tool, but certainly not the decision maker. human analysis, direct engagement with companies and dissidents, that's still going to be critical. And the companies that really get ahead of this will be the ones stress testing their disclosures against these models before they publish and ahead of their investor engagements, and really be best positioned to avoid any surprise vote outcomes.
Yeah, that makes sense. And it's interesting that you said everyone's talking about build versus buy, because I assume that then shows that everyone is using these tools in one way or another. So we're there.
Yes, absolutely. And I think the common theme definitely is that there's some level of basic or informal experimentation, whether it's formally integrated or just something on the side. And so the arena is also very much built for that purpose, to have a consistent resource you're using, have 20 plus models at your disposal, and at a minimum, just get you informed of what are some of the leading models that folks might be integrating into their process.
Well, at the beginning of this conversation, you mentioned that a lot has changed in 5 years, and indeed it has. Where do you think we will be in another 5 years in terms of the impact of AI on the process for voting and engagement?
So I know there's a lot of AI skepticism out there. So let me start with what excites me the most, which is AI really has the potential to improve the health of the proxy voting ecosystem. A two-person team at a mid-sized fund can now punch above their weight with the kind of analytical depth and investment that used to be reserved for the largest dedicated stewardship and governance teams. So I think that makes more investors active participants in the process rather than outsourcing this judgment in a wholesale way, and companies ideally having more confidence in understanding what really matters to every name on their register. In terms of what I expect in 5 years, I think first, the influence of the proxy advisor duopoly as we know it today will have been fundamentally restructured. So both of the major players have already announced that they intend to step away from their benchmark recommendations. And I think that creates a real opening both for a healthy mix of in-house AI-powered platforms, as well as a new generation of AI-native platforms built specifically to fill this gap. I think second, engagement becomes even more important as the place where nuance lives. So disclosures can only tell part of the story, and when AI tools are processing those disclosures at scale, the engagement conversation is where companies have the opportunity to add the context, the intent, and the anecdotes that filings alone can't capture. So the companies that thrive will be the ones making the most of that 30-minute phone call with an investor to make sure that their governance story is fully understood and not just a nicely polished page on their website. I think all this depends on getting the implementation right. So the governance community certainly shouldn't be asked to just blindly trust the black box. AI needs to be transparent, auditable, and rigorously benchmarked. We should be holding these tools to the same standards of accountability that we demand from every other participant in the ecosystem. And that's really why I built Governance Arena and feel as though it'll be a very helpful resource for the community moving forward.
Very exciting. Well, thank you, Ryan, for joining us today and having this conversation. And thanks to everyone who's listening. If you have a guest or a podcast idea for our site, please feel free to reach out to John, Meredith, or me at any time.